5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
No matter what, every relationship is going to have conflicts. Every good one, every bad one, all the things. The one thing you need to feel always and be in your relationship is safe. So if you're not safe and you're having conflict, you need to leave. Period. End of story. Yeah. Don't even think about the conflict. Get out. You know who you are. Your gut's probably telling you. But I just wanted to say that because conflict is normal. But when conflict isn't safe, then you need to just get the fuck out. Yo, in the studio, we're back in Minnesota.
I think Dom did a better job last week with that one.
Okay, hold on. I need to roll up my neck.
Okay. Roll it out. Roll it out. I feel like I should let everyone know my my bush theory.
Oh.
Should I?
No.
Can we turn my mic up or my headphones
Your
up?
Headphones? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you guys because Sid just heard it and... this is all I'm saying is everyone that gets laser hair removal, what happens if the bush comes back?
It's not coming back.
And then Sid's going to be like, oh my God, I'm a naked mole rat. I don't have a bush. I'm like, bitch, it's because you lasered it off.
Okay, aggressive.
No, but jeez. I do kind of think I might keep, I think I could laser like the outsides, but keep the center. Do they do that?
Yeah, you can get a bikini. So it's just like the bikini line.
Okay, that's what I would probably do.
But I don't know.
We have an email from a laser hair place. So I'm like, do I go for this or not?
Yeah, maybe you do. I mean,
does it hurt?
Yeah, it hurts like a biatch.
That's what I've heard. And I can't get...
It hurts bad.
I got a bikini wax one time and I couldn't make it through. I could not make it through it.
You stopped?
I stopped and I was sweating. And I thought I had a high pain tolerance, but I don't know. My coochie is sensitive.
I like being a naked mole rat. End of story. Peace out. Peace and blessings. Oh. That's my story. That's my truth. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Hey. All right. How are we? Happy Just Us episode. We don't have a guest this week, but we'll be back with another LA guest next week. So stay tuned.
I miss our LA crew. I miss everybody out there. Like everybody we met and I just like love them. Like everyone is so genuine.
Sorry.
Oh, wait. Were you in that or was it me solo the whole entire time?
It was just
It was just my head in the live. If you ever like wonder, we record on Monday nights. I almost said Friday nights. Monday nights. And if you ever want to catch our live, check it out on Instagram because we always go live on Instagram because TikTok people are mean and weird. They comment things like, well, actually, somebody just commented, I can see your nice bush or something like that. I can see your bush or what
and
was it?
And that's how we got onto the bush conversation.
So it wasn't like it just didn't, didn't spark our memory. It's just like somebody wrote something in. Anywho, straight kind of moments. What are we feeling? What are we thinking? What are we vibing?
What are we vibing? Okay. So, oh gosh, this was really embarrassing this weekend. This happened to me. So I feel like... when I drink, I get on the level that everyone gets on at midnight after like two drinks. So people are like, it's still chill vibe, Sophie. Like, let's calm down. So, and I'm like,
I've seen this live in action.
And I'm like one drink and a half in, and I'm like, la de doo dee da, la da 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 da. I'm going around the table. It's too early. It's 3 p.m. I'm asking every single girl at the table who don't know each other if they have bigger labia minoras or majoras. And I was just like a little much, it's kind of how I am defined. I just feel sometimes I can't like keep it in or like,
do you have like intrusive thoughts really bad or something?
Yeah. And I just let them fly when I have a drink.
Do you think why?
Maybe, but I'm like, tell me, okay, is your labia what do your labias look like? And I like took a toll around the table with like 12 different people. I work with them. I know them, friends of
friends.
And
they told you honestly?
And you I don't know. I don't even remember what anyone's answer was, but let me tell you, they were all different. So if you're wondering, everyone has different labias.
We love that because we had OBGYNs on and they talk about that. And it's actually like a thing. It's weird though, because I figured everybody would say that they're a little like, or which one?
Oh, that your minoras. I was like, is your minora shorter than your majora? Is your minora longer than your majora? And I was like, are you sure? Are you sure? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, got it. Same. And then my guy friend was like, wait, what does that even mean? I'm like, hanging ham. He goes, oh yeah.
Oh, nice. That's how you knew.
Okay. He goes, beef curtains. Got it. And I'm like, yeah.
Beef curtains?
Yeah.
Wait, excuse me. That's my beautiful little flower. Like, right? Chill out with
exactly.
That.
But they're
beef curtains.
But also
whatever.
The guys didn't have a preference, if you're wondering. But that wasn't even my straight candid moment. I'm sorry. So the reason why I think I get like this is because of my anxiety medication. I think I do get a little like buzzy faster, or it like taps into like my chill zone that I'm not normally in because I'm normally in a fight or flight. I don't know. It could be either or.
Yeah.
But I'm just usually a little much when I even have one drink in me. So one of our friends shows up. He goes to Barry's. He's like one of my clients. And he shows up to this event we're at, and I turn around and I'm dropping it low to say hi to him, right? Okay. So I'm like, oh my God, I turn around. He's like this really flamboyant lover boy that comes to Barry's. We love him. He's such a cutie. So I drop it low and I stand up fast. And guess what happens? Just take a guess.
Do you hit him in the nuts or something?
Close. So I literally knock his front teeth really fucking hard. My head is still sore. I think I like lost some hair because I stood up really fast, hit his front teeth. Guys, this is still like 3:30 p.m.
Wait, are you kidding?
Nope. And he's waving to everyone after this embarrassing like thing. And as he's smiling, I see blood dripping down his teeth.
Wait, you like might have made his teeth loose.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm not going to say his name. I'm like, oh my God, we need to go to the bathroom. I'm so sorry. He's like, oh my God, I'm fine. But I noticed as he brought his hand up to his mouth, his hand was shaking.
Oh my God, he was in so much pain.
Yeah, I felt so bad. So I was like taking out my flash. I'm like, where did I hit it? And it turns out it was his lip. Thank God, not his tooth.
Oh my God.
And he was like, I'm fine. He's like, honestly, I'm honored that you hit me in the mouth.
What?
And I was like, okay. So he's like, I can't wait for you to bring this up when we're in class on Tuesday. I was like, okay, but that's what I mean, but I'm too much too fast.
Well, you just gotta, you gotta know when to pull back on the little crazy trigger.
Which is why it's nice to go out with friends who kind of like keep me like, all right. Like Sib would like tap my shoulder, like, all right.
I go,
like,
come back to reality.
Come back to reality. And like my boyfriend was with me, but he just lets me fly. He just watches. He just lets it happen. So
you get buzzed so fast. And I'm like, I'm wondering if it is like, maybe it is anxiety meds. I don't know.
It's definitely a combo, I think, of anxiety meds and like,
or not being in the chill state, like you said,
and never being like, like calm enough. So like when I am calm enough, I feel like I'm like my most self, but too much myself.
Well,
I don't know. If
okay.
That makes sense.
That's fair. What's your worst intrusive thought? Like not the baddest one, the one that comes up the most maybe, or like is the weirdest one.
I mean, everyone's heard this one and I would never do it. But like when you're driving, you're like, gotta go off the road. What if I actually just drew off this bridge?
Weird one. Like, what if I just like pushed somebody over like and they fell off or something? Like what if I like hit them on the back of the head? I don't know, like weird shit like
that. What if I just like fucking socks in the face right now?
I know. I'm like, oh my God, what if I just hit you? Like
she just you're right. Punch me in the shoulder.
No,
now,
because
now
I literally can't. I can't.
Well, I'm gonna punch you in the
shoulder.
It's
like weak.
Go.
I can't do it. Ow! You could ow.
Jesus. Oh, yeah.
You hit me harder. Now I'm fired up.
Okay, that's all I got.
Oh my God. Well,
what do you got for me this week, babe?
Okay, so I just thought this was so weird. And if you've had one of these with your significant other or somebody, I'm like, is this a sign? But turns out I'm getting my period. So it's all good here. Okay. So, when we were in California, I think it was weird. I had a dream and we were sleeping in like different spots. We were going back and forth. So I get weird dreams when I'm like, not in a place
same
that
spot.
I recognize. Yeah. It's not the same spot every single night. And I had a dream that I had a baby, like, and I literally showed up to work with a baby and they were like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, oh, sorry. I forgot to tell you I was on maternity leave. So I brought the baby cause like, I don't want to get fired. And they're
mind you, Sid explained this whole thing to me right when we woke up.
Yeah. And then I literally was like, oh my God, I'm lucid dreaming now, because I could control my dream. I realized it was kind of like a weird situation. And so I was like, I looked down at the baby and I, literally with my own eyes, you know, usually you're like watching yourself. It's like, I was like, look at the baby. And I wanted to see what eye color was. So I just like quick, just like opened his eyes like this with my two fingers pushed up, and he had blue eyes. And I was like, yes, it's so awesome. I love blue eyes. I wanted him to have blue eyes. Yay. And then I can't remember what happened. I think I forgot to feed him. And I remember them saying, it's been 3 weeks though, right? And in think about it. Now I'm lucid dreaming and someone said that. And I'm like, oh my God, I've never fed him. Like, I didn't know you had to do that. Like, I think I was in my dream for like 30 seconds at this point. So anywho, I wake up, text Jordan, good morning. Hi, babe, whatever. Had a weird dream. I was pregnant last night. Anyway, on to the next. And he goes, no fucking way. I had a dream I was that you were pregnant too.
Wait, didn't he
had a dream?
Didn't he text you that before you told him?
Yes, you're right.
So he goes, good morning, babe. By the way, so weird. I had a dream you're pregnant. And then you were like, wait.
That's right.
I did too. So he didn't. Yeah, that's what happened.
And okay. This is what's even weirder. We were talking with Dom and Morgan all the night before, sitting in the studio, about how there was this creepy situation Dom had with a ghost, and he had a dream about this ghost, and so did his girlfriend the same night. Mm-hmm. And then that same night that we talked about it, I went to bed and woke up, and Jordan and I had the same dream. Also, mind you, I heard footsteps on the ceiling of our Airbnb. That's a true story. Yeah. No, you don't believe. You don't believe.
You're not a believer.
You're not a believer. She's not believing. Point.
I will say, we will have like a ghost episode again.
I'll talk about it later.
I forgot that I got a name of an amazing psychic that Liz Krueger gave to me.
Psychic?
Medium.
You're my psychic.
Medium?
Psychic and medium. Yeah, I thought you said sidekick. That's why I was like, what?
I was like, what do they call them? Sorry.
I'll
share more after.
But. Okay, great. And the only other thing I was going to say was, because that was kind of random, but I just love random dream stuff, was supposed to meet up with Soph this weekend, go out, do our thing, whatever. Like I was excited to do that. Like I woke up, like felt okay that day. And then I ran a few errands by myself and I was going to go meet up with our crew downtown. And I just like, I didn't have it in me. Like something was off. Like, and I could not put my finger on it. I felt anxious. I felt sad. I felt like I couldn't talk to anybody. I was like, oh my God, I can't even text people back on my phone. I had this weird like panic state. And I think part of it has to do with me like getting my period, and I know my period's coming in a few days, but I just like, it's weird when you're the social butterfly that always wants to be doing stuff and like as excited for the nice weather and it's like a good day to be outside and you just don't feel like yourself and you can't, I couldn't physically get myself to go see anybody. Like it was just weird.
And the one time that the person that's usually antisocial is social.
I know.
You're like, fuck.
I know. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, but it was really nice because when like I came home, Jordan and I, he's been having a hard time with some stuff too. And he's just trying to get himself balanced. And I was like, what do you want to do? I gave him like 5 ideas and we went to the liquor store. We got a nice bottle of wine.
Oh,
nice
cute.
Being like $20. Cause like, that's pretty nice. I think I'm usually like a 10 bucker. And we sat on the patio and just drank a little wine and like started this new show with Jennifer Gardner. And honestly,
I read that book.
The last thing he told me, but you want to know something? He told me, he goes, we're sitting there about to watch, you know, Jennifer Gardner. She's gorgeous. No.
I read this book because I saw there was a series. So I read the book first. Now I'm on like episode 3.
No, it's not going to ruin anything. I promise. Okay. It's so good though. He goes, I used to have a huge. I'm like, wait, yeah, really? How big? Crush on Jennifer Gardner. And I go, cool. And he looked at me and I'm like, oh God, play it cool. I'm like, yeah, no. Oh yeah. She's so cute.
You're like, remember.
Why am I annoyed?
You're like trying to remember the convo we had when they both came on the episode.
I know. I'm
like, you find other people attractive.
Yeah. No, I'm like, no, it's fine. It's so good. I'm like, yeah, no, she's gorgeous. And I'm like, anyway,
it's funny because
do you still like her?
I do that a lot.
I don't mean to. I just like habit. I don't know.
I do that a lot with Pat. So I wonder if he ever feels the same way you feel, because I'm always like, oh my God, that guy's so hot. Like, is that, should I not be
you savage?
That? Yeah. I literally like, oh my God, I fucking love, like, he's cute. Like,
speaking
I say
of
that
conflict
all the time. Yeah. Speaking of conflict, y'all.
I know. Well, you came here probably for the title, but you came for the chats too. So don't even lie about that. Today we're going to talk about dealing with conflict and like big fights that we've been in with our significant others, the dumbest ones, like things that are pretty usual amongst our listeners and like how we would handle them.
Yeah.
Just advice for you. But I want to say one thing before we start, like no matter what, every relationship is going to have conflicts, every good one, every bad one, every, all the things, the one thing you need to feel always and be in your relationship is safe. So if you're not safe and you're having conflict, you need to leave, period. End of story. Yeah. Don't even think about the conflict. Get out. You know who you are. Your gut's probably telling you. But I just wanted to say that because conflict is normal. But when conflict isn't safe, then you need to just get the fuck out.
Exactly. And I think we're mostly coming from a relationship where it's pretty healthy, yes. But these aren't going to be scenarios where there's either abusiveness.
No.
There's not going to be, you know, a narcissistic relationship. That's like a whole nother story because it's really hard to argue with a narcissist. It's really hard to argue with someone who's abusive.
Oh my God.
So this is for relationships where that is not the case. If that is the case, like one, probably got the fuck out. But like two, we'll have a whole nother episode topic about that in the future.
Yes,
so,
we will.
But I like what you said about conflict because healthy relationships doesn't mean no conflict or arguments, like you said, but conflict without repair is damaging. I heard this from a podcast and I was like, I got to share that. So conflict without repair is damaging, but conflict with repair actually allows for more intimacy and more emotional connection. Cause you learn to like, adapt to each other and compromise. Like you were just saying when we were chatting before the episode that you and Jordan used to not really know how to like argue with each other or talk to each other.
How. I mean, I would say we argued less, but we didn't know how to handle them. And so like, it felt like nothing ever got resolved. We would just kind of like go to bed and we also would like immediately like not see eye to eye. It was like immediate. I bring up anything and snap, we're into an argument versus just into a conversation.
And what's changed?
We understand each other more. We don't jump to conclusions. What Jordan has taught me is there's always a reason behind something that we're arguing about. So for me, I don't have to worry that there's an underlying problem anymore. It's just like, well, you didn't do it. Like you were, you know, I was being lazy that day or like, I don't know. I didn't understand that's how it made you feel. There's a reason why we're arguing. And we understand that going in versus being like, well, you did this. Well, you know, like the whole, this tit for tat situation. Yeah.
And you've been dating for what, 3 years now?
About to be 3 years, yeah.
So Pat and I honestly have very, like you said at the beginning, there wasn't many arguments. Like I could count on one hand how many like even disagreements we've had.
Oh my God.
But it's so weird that our episodes are so timely to our life because
it's weird.
Just on Sunday, we're recording on Monday, was the first argument that Pat and I had where Pat Plant Daddy, my current boyfriend of a little over a year. We were like, it was a heated argument. And it's funny now we're like laughing at it because we were literally disagreeing on maintenance phases after a cutting phase.
I can't believe that's what caused
this. It was literally what caused this disagreement because we had different perspectives on it. And yeah, like he walked out like mid conversation, which we'll get to in a second, which, you know, part of that is like, actually he did the right thing because it was getting heated, but also like, okay, wait, is that avoiding the situation? So we'll talk about like what we think we would do. And also we have advice, we have tips, we have themes that you guys wrote in that you're dealing with, but reminder that, these are coming from just our perspective. Like we are still working on a lot of these too.
Yes.
Like some of it's saying don't avoid. Me and Sid even went to a little bit of therapy for like how to, you know, address certain conflicts. Cause that's just hard. So reminder that one, we're not perfect at this. We're going to share what we know, but then also reminder that as you're listening, you also need to make sure you're being aware, self-aware.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror, self-reflect, because the best way to find kind of like a middle ground in these conflicts and arguments with your significant other is to be self-aware and know that part of it is your fault. You're responsible for how you react. And once you can know that you're self-aware and you know what you're doing wrong, it's easier for both parties to find a middle ground. If you're so stubborn that you can't even admit to a little thing in this podcast that, oh, fuck, I might have done that, the issue might be you.
So yeah, that's true.
Just
tossing it out there. Yeah. I mean, the mirror thing is hard. As we tell these stories too, there might be some that are like, oh my God, I can't believe that would happen to somebody. And then there might be some that you relate to. And then bring yourself back and see if you did something weird in that situation. Like, I wish I would have reacted like this. Those are the types of things you truly have to bring into the next argument that you have. Like, I wish I would have listened. I wish I would have listened actively, not cut you off.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I wouldn't have yelled or like done a snarky comment that I definitely didn't need to say. Or I wish I would have brought the issue up 7 weeks ago when it was bugging me versus when you literally like didn't take the trash out one time.
Yeah. What's funny is, when I was reading through our listener write-ins about, the most absurd fights you've had with your significant other, some of them I was like, you can blame it on PMS, whatever. A lot of the people that wrote in, I noticed like, oh my God, this feeling inside of me where I felt actually, I was like, okay, I'm not that crazy. Like they're arguing about the same shit that Pat and I argue about because we're roommates now. And you know, it's always about who's doing this, who's doing the dishwasher. So, should we share those now? Just kind of get a little upbeat.
Start. Why not? Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go every other.
Okay.
So these are the most absurd fights that you guys wrote in that you have, that you can now laugh at, I would say. All right. First one is, we had the longest discussion turned argument on whether the dishwasher or hand washing cleans the dishes better.
Oh,
definitely dishwasher though.
Okay.
Like, come on.
The only argument I've heard of people talking about this with is that they say that you have to rinse and some people believe that you don't have to rinse.
I always rinse.
You have to rinse.
Pat doesn't rinse. He's like, no, that's what the dishwasher's for. I'm Jordan, like, rinse it.
Jordan doesn't rinse. He also like will soak our nice knives in a cup of water. Like if he's not going to do the dishes. And I'm like, you're rusting our knives. What do you know? They all have rust on them now. And we just got them like recently. And I'm like, those are expensive. And that's annoying. Annoying. Okay. Next one. Argued about hurricanes being destructive, canceled our dinner plans and everything that was supposed to happen after that. Because of arguments about hurricanes and weather. Nice, really, really nice.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Classic. Okay, next one. We spent 2 hours chatting about the room temperature when we sleep. All I'm saying is air conditioning always.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, but that's I'm sorry. Duh. No argument there. People who want to be warm miss socks over here. I can't with you. I literally can't.
No, but listen, I at least with AC, I love it fucking cold, but I want my toesies warm. So I wear my socks to bed.
I saw her get in the bed in the Airbnb and she tucked her toes a little under. It was like a movie. And I was like, wait, why are you wearing socks? She goes, I wear socks to bed. Remember? And I go, oh my God, I didn't even really realize you were being real. Like I thought you were always just kind of like exaggerating.
Well, what's funny is I have to, cause like my feet are chronically cold, but some nights are so cold that socks won't warm them up. So this is really cute. We're going to talk about like the shit our boyfriends do.
Yeah.
But like my boyfriend also is amazing and does really cute things. So like most nights, if my feet are really cold, like I cannot warm them up unless there's like body heat. So I will take my socks off as he's falling asleep and I'm reading. He opens his legs up and I put my toesies in between his legs and he squeezes them. And he squeezes them and I let like his warm like groin body heat.
Groin.
Like go into my toes and my toes get warm. And then I wiggle my toes and he knows it's time to open his legs up and I put my socks back on and then I go to bed.
Oh my God.
So
the cycle of love, people.
Okay. Next one. I was sick and he was going to drop off soup and he asked me to flash him instead of hug or kiss him. So he didn't get sick. At first I thought it was disrespectful and I was pissed off, but now I think it's kind of funny.
Okay. But when you're sick and you're already irritated and then you're like, are you serious right now? You're going to be inappropriate. Like, come on. You like, just can't help it. Like I'd be pissed like for no reason.
Are you someone who's like when Jordan like has a cold or like pukey or the flu? Ooh. Do you guys sleep in separate rooms?
No.
Do you avoid contact? You're like, if you're sick, I'm sick, whatever.
We don't really care. I mean, if he has like a nasty cold, I try not to kiss him that much, but we still like kind of kiss. So we're like, does that even really count? Do we need to hold off? If he's pukey, nasty. But if he's pukey, he usually will go take a shower and then he comes back and he shivers in bed. Oh, and I want to hold him because he's still so cold.
I know. At this point, I'm like, okay, if you get sick, I get sick. We live in like, like a closet. So
nobody got room for that. I was furious about how he folded the towels. I yelled and cried. Okay. To be fair, if I make such an effort to fold the effing towels and put them in the cabinet, which mind you, our cabinet has like a little glass window. So I'd like the towels to be folded. Not that anyone goes in our master bathroom, but you know what I mean? And then you throw them in there. I'm like, you haven't noticed that I fold these so nicely, pristinely, with my little hands across the top, and let's just toss them in there. Oh, man's bro. I'm like, no.
If you've ever worked at a fitness studio, you know how to fold fucking towels. Oh, yeah. So that's all I got to say.
Or Lululemon.
Oh, you want to know what's funny is Lulu. Pat's actually way better at folding than I am. So like sometimes I try to be nice and I'll fold his laundry and he'll be like, thanks, babe. And I notice he'll be like refolding.
Of course he refolds them because he's like, what the fuck is this?
Something that I feel like girls usually do, but I'm like, I literally have never worked retail. So I like t-shirts. How the fuck? How do you get the logo in front?
You fold the little side, you know, arms, fold them under, and then you bend it in half.
See, what's funny is like when I fold t-shirts, I just fold them all in half. And then I'm
It's not good. That's not how you sell a shirt, my friend.
No, it's bad.
Okay, wait, what's the next one?
I left my own bra in the car and forgot about it and then asked him if he was cheating on me. I cried in the shower on the shower floor for 20 minutes before remembering it was mine.
That is so sad. I'm so sorry.
That's like me looking through my ex's phone and seeing that he texted this person named like, I don't know, Jesse that I thought was a girl and it was really a guy and it was a gay friend and I accused him and so been there, honey.
It's fine. I was doing Jordan's laundry for like the first time ever yesterday, just because I was just trying to be helpful. And I found this like little Nike shirt. And when I threw it in there, it looked really small. So I grabbed it out real fast and I was like looking at it.
What bitches?
It was extra large. I'm like, oh, never mind. That's Jordan's size.
Quick little
That's
panic.
Jordan's size. I'm like, okay, we're good. He's not cheating. Check. I was sick and he was going to drop. Oh, wow. I just was about to read the same one we already read. Okay. He told me I didn't need to use a meat tenderizer for a dish my mom makes. It's a traditional recipe, bro.
I love the word meat tenderizer.
But don't you love when like all of a sudden, like if it's anything grilling or anything like mastery of the grill skills, it's like, no. I know how to do it. Like, it's like, relax. I know how to cook too, boy.
Oh my gosh. She'll tenderize your meat.
Yeah.
Dog. I told him, next one, I told him I felt disconnected from him because I hadn't seen him for 2 days as I was out of town for work. He proposed to me the next day.
I love that. Oopsies. It's like my story of when I told Jordan, I was like, do you even love me? Like,
yeah,
you're not even like, I for sure know I love you and I think you don't love me. He was like, if you would have just waited one more fucking day, it's Valentine's Day the next day. Didn't even like, mathematician in my head. I was like, carry the one. Oh, okay.
After we're done with these, we have to talk about our most absurd fights too.
Okay, fine. I love that. Good. He was all the, wait, he are all
oh,
the,
he ate.
Oh, I was like, what's going on here? He my ate bad. All the Cheez-Its and didn't throw away the box. I was fully PMSing and craving. So I threw a full tantrum and cried.
I have been there. We all have.
Jordan ate all my Sum chips today and I didn't even have one. So that's a situation we're going to have a conversation
and
about when he gets home.
And your mom's chocolate chip cookies. How rude. How rude.
I'm okay.
I think Sid wrote this one.
No, I didn't. That's not mine.
The next one says, his Pokemon cards were taking over the apartment and I just couldn't handle it. It was not giving cute girl aesthetic.
Okay. But we can both relate on that.
Yeah, we can.
The randomness, the random items in the apartment. These are relatable, you guys.
If you haven't, if you don't know what we're talking about, please go back and listen to Candid First. One of our fave episodes.
They're one of our faves. Okay, wait. So what's the dumbest conflict that you and Pat have had then? Because they weren't supposed to be extravagant. They're just literally things that are day to day. And you're like, why the F did I just freak out?
Do you feel normal now? Are you guys like, okay, I don't feel as alone. Honestly, all of our fights right now are literally the dumbest things. Like, it's not like we've like had like a big life happening. No one's cheated. No one's, you know, so it's like, there's nothing really.
Oh, thank God.
That I know. I was going to say like, I don't know what else to think of, but, so example, Pat always eats all my fucking sauces. So like I'll buy ketchup and that man layers on the sauces on his meals. And like, I just bought a bottle of ketchup and I'm going to make something that I need ketchup with. And all of a sudden the ketchup's gone and I'm just like, fuck. So I started labeling my ketchup.
How many did you buy though?
What do you mean?
That's a part of the story.
Oh, like I literally buy like two big tubs and they're gone within a week. So I'm like, how is this even happening? It's like, okay, well, we share things, but I'm not buying like eight tubs of ketchup a week to share with you. So you know what? I'm going to buy my own ketchup because it's the expensive kind, you know, the Primal Kitchen, no sugar added. Like I want that shit. So I started labeling it and he's like, that's kind of petty. And I'm like, well, bro, you're eating all my fucking sauces, honey.
Jordan, I have to tell Jordan, I'm like, this is something you cannot eat all of it of. Like yeah. I have to look him in the eye and say, this is something you cannot eat all of it.
Or please. Else they will.
Or he will literally scarf it down. Like, okay, my mom came over when we were out of town in LA with my sister. She made really cool like cookies. She was all excited about them. They were like, you know, they got caramel. They got all this shit in it. She gave Jordan two. Those were his two cookies. She gave them to him. He ate them both. He said they were amazing. Cool. I was like, I want to try them, mom. My mom brings me over two cookies. Okay. Two cookies. They're mine. Jordan already had his. These are mine. They're in the cabinet. I put them in the cabinet. I hid them behind my Sun chips.
Yep. You like hide the shit. That's what I do
behind
too.
Behind another like thing that is like a duplicate. I think it's like a mayonnaise or something, whatever. I come back to my bag. There are remnants of a crumb, a half a cookie left. I go, what is going on? I go up to him. I'm like, I'm trying to be calm, but why?
Did you eat my cookie, bro?
Why the fuck are you eating the cookies that you know are not yours?
Yep.
I go, my mom brought these over. You were there. She said, these are yours. Said, oh my gosh. And I said, Jordan, don't eat these. These are mine. Why is that like, you're okay that if I'm not looking or right around the corner or waiting in the cabinet with my head for to be like, don't touch those, that you can eat them?
Yep.
That's freaking annoying.
Oh my
gosh.
That's
annoying. That's like my food. That's my snack. Stop.
I think we relate on that. And then like the other thing we really talk about is like the cleaning list. And I think a lot of couples deal with this is like, who's doing what? Who's doing more of the housework? And side note, or actually I would just say something to remember is everyone thinks they're doing more, no matter what. All I'm saying is you think you're doing more. They think they're doing more. That is literally every single time. The other things that we fight about, I wrote a little list. Him constantly sticking his finger in my bum hole. And I'm like, can you stop? And he's like, okay, I will. And then all of a sudden he accidentally does it. It's like it's like a twitch he has. Then shaving in the bathroom sink and clogging the drains. And much like our main points of discussion at the moment. But
Jordan uses my tweezers and then he puts them back with my floss sticks, which I think is just like the worst. I'm like, I'm going to pretend that didn't happen, but for the 19th time, don't put my tweezers back with my floss sticks. That's where I put those on my teeth, like in my mouth. So don't do that. Like it's gross.
Don't put your ball shaver like on my toothbrush
next time. Yeah. Thanks maybe for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
He also, what was the other funny one that I was going to say? Well, he got mad at me. We got in like an actual argument because he's like, you don't need to be using self-tanner. Like he was so up in arms about me getting tanner on the sheets.
You should see our sheets. They're horrible.
I will say like that is on me to clean them after, but
the number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I don't have time to think of all these little random things like that minute. Will I get to it eventually? Yes, I will get to it. I'll probably get to it over the weekend, but my brain doesn't work. Like I quickly saw that I need to clean it now.
Also, it's your side of the bed. That's Thank you. I'm literally, so we have the same thing. We use white sheets because like they look really cool, right? They look so like vibey. And my side of the sheets, let me tell you,
brown.
They are orange because I do it like once a week. Okay. So if I clean them and I'm going to wear it again the next few days, so like, and something else Pat always does. He always is the one who washes our sheets and puts them back on the bed.
Oh my God.
I'm like, work.
Jordan does that too.
Work boy.
I'm not going to lie. You know, you always say like everyone thinks that they're doing more. No, I think I'm doing less. I think Jordan's doing more.
Really?
Yeah. And I need to be better, but I just have been really busy. To be honest, there's no excuse. It's just like that I've been busy. Yeah.
Well, and like, keep in mind, sometimes let's say you think you're doing more housework, right? But maybe they're like caring more of, I don't know, like the emotional and they're planning, they're planning the dates. Like there's not a direct comparison always. That's true. Hard to like really verbalize and like get through your own head. But I also have to think about it like that. Like Pat literally makes the bed every morning, washes the sheets. And I'm like, well, why can't you keep the fucking island clean? I'm like, okay, well, he literally is doing all these other things. So I have to like remember that when I get in that angry state and like feel a little resentment. I'm like, okay, what? He literally is doing all these things, making me coffee and calm down. So
yeah, like when we go to Costco and we buy like 30,000 pack of Noosa yogurt and all of a sudden 2 days later, it's all gone. Yeah. I have to like calm down. I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Breathe. You should start labeling it like me and be a little petty.
No, I can't. He loves his yogurt. So it's all good.
Okay.
But anyway, it's always fun to kind of talk about the most like insane conflicts. Cause you're like, okay, I'm actually like a little bit more normal. And I promise you we'll get to what you do.
Yeah. Now for tips. And
let's
themes.
Go through a few of the themes that when people wrote in, like we read the fun ones, conflict is so fun. But the ones that were more like, okay, that's relatable, but we're going to go through the themes, the general themes we saw in situations in that. And how the heck do we like act on this? Cause we talked about the conflict. Now, how do we figure out and get through the conflict?
The question we asked our listeners was, what do you struggle the most with while arguing with a partner? And like Sid said, yeah, there were themes throughout. I said, there's like five themes that all these kind of flew underneath or were a part of. So let's go through the five first, like all five, then we'll kind of break them down. So one, I struggle the most with, someone said, or the theme was, I retreat and I don't know how to communicate what I need and feel. I never get my point across.
Oh yeah. I've relatable. Okay. Number two is either my partner or I get too heated and start saying mean things or name calling.
The third theme, they simply aren't listening and instead are thinking of how to respond to be right rather than finding a middle ground.
Yep. Four is bringing up the past, even though it's not relevant in the current issue at hand.
And then five, they're never addressing the situation because they don't want drama or you're avoiding it altogether.
Oh
so
my God.
The first one, retreat and don't know how to communicate what I need and feel and never get my point across. It's interesting because I feel this way with certain people, but with Pat, I don't feel this way. So like, for example, with my dad, conflict was always like a huge anxiety point for me. So I would literally never, I would shut down. I would go into the fight, flight or freeze. I would not know how to communicate. And I would literally just like not know what to say.
Yeah.
I wouldn't talk. I would let him tell me all the things that he wanted to say. And I would never be able to tell him my feelings. So was like, it was like with certain people, I get that way. And I totally understand.
I can see that. I mean, I think there's people in my life that make me more anxious. I always think I'm going to say something. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to say that. I'm going to get there in the situation. I'm going to say that. And then all of a sudden I get to them and I'm like, oh, I feel way too anxious. I'm worried I'm going to hurt their feelings too. Like it's almost like I'm afraid I'm going to hurt them. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I don't remember why I'm arguing with them and I don't really care anymore. And I get like a little puppy dog. Like, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm sorry. A few people wrote in like, I struggle thinking of what I say. What I want to say when I'm in the heat of the moment, my mind goes blank. We are barely arguing and I could literally start crying immediately after we start talking. This one says, every time I leave an argument, I think he is smarter than me. Like, bro, that was such a good point. Cause you're losing your train of thought.
Yep.
And the final one was listening to say something versus listening to actively listen. Oh, like you're like, well, I don't know what to say. So I'm just going to say whatever I bounce off of what he just said.
Oh my gosh.
And I've been there. I feel that.
But I literally feel this in my heart. Cause I feel like we've all been in this situation. So what I have done is I've realized there's a better way to do this, but like sending someone a text like after, and you end up leaving the conversation, nothing's resolved. And like, ah, shit, we never resolved anything. And then you text them everything you felt. And you're like, okay, I finally got my words out. So something that we both researched, we're like, okay, this is actually a really good idea. The woman said, you just need to like, hey, I can't quite like reach my thoughts right now. Like I can't quite get my words out correctly. Do you mind if we take a moment, take a pause in this conversation? I need to just step away for a second and I'll come back in a couple hours or tomorrow, whenever I make the plan when I'm going to see you. And you go and you write your feelings down, mm-hmm. which is why I think people can get their points across over text messages more. It's because you can sit, you can think, you can verbalize exactly what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, I like that a lot, except don't get caught writing a list of like things. It shouldn't be like a negative list. Should be points you want to get across statements, because I made a list one time when we were in Vegas and I was a little drunk at the table of all the things that Jordan was bothering me about, whatever. And, then he obviously looked over my shoulder because I was moving at turtle speed because I had had way too many shots. And he was like, what the hell is that list? And I was like, nothing.
It's things not about I hate you. About you.
I'm like, okay, what is wrong with you? So for me, I'm like, if, like you said, writing it down. And sometimes I try to do that before I know I'm going to have a conversation about something that bothers me. Like if something is continuously bothering you, giving you a pit in your stomach, I'm not going to lie. Like you're not going to forget about it, but sometimes just writing it down lets you move on with your day and you can like put on a piece of paper, put in your notes, whatever you want to do, write it there. Know that later you're going to have one-on-one time. It's going to be good. You're going to go on a date or whatever it is. And then, you know, remind yourself of the issue that keeps coming up, giving you a bad feeling, mm-hmm. then address it. Knowing that you're like, you know, I felt this earlier and I just want to bring it up because I'm just like feeling uncomfortable.
Whereas
you're not attacking, like, we got to talk. This is, I hate the we got to talk. That is my anxiety heightener times a million. Like, I'm like, shit, we're breaking up. That's it. We're done.
Yeah. Cause then you're anxious all day long versus
oh my God.
Versus it's like a chill moment. You're both relaxed. Like, hey, do you mind if we talk about this for a second? And you're like, oh yeah, sure.
Guarantee but it won't go bad.
I love the writing it down beforehand actually even more because it's almost like you're practicing. It's almost like you're like practicing your script and you're going into the conversation with a lot more clarity and you knowing exactly how you feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus I know it's a little cheesy to be like honestly, if this was with like my significant other now, I'd feel comfortable enough to be like, hey, I'm actually gonna go in the other room for like 10 minutes. I'm gonna write down exactly what I'm feeling. And I'm going to bring this paper out and I'm going to recite it to you. He'd be like, okay, cool. Because one, he's going to want to know what I'm feeling because he wants to make the relationship better. And if they don't, like, I don't know, maybe that's a red flag, but they care about the longevity of the relationship. They're going to be okay with you taking a moment, taking a breath, getting your thoughts together and coming back to the conversation.
I want to like just reiterate something that I needed to be reminded of myself because of everything you just said too, is in old relationships that I've had, I literally was afraid of being wrong in a conflict. You're not wrong in a conflict. It's how you feel. Number one. Number two is that everybody makes, oh shoot. It's probably the next one, isn't it?
Well, it's at the bottom. Yeah.
Oh, either way. I'm just going to finish my thought. Everybody makes a bit of a mistake in relationships. Like you make mistakes, you make dumb decisions, you fight about dumb shit. You're not wrong. And that shouldn't be something that's penalizing. Like if they're making you like feel like you need to be isolated or they're cutting you off for a while, or like, they're like, I just need some space to think, like they're using something as their upper hand. That's not a normal behavior, period. Okay. End of the next. On to the next.
Love that. I have a lot more to say, but I think I'll end up getting to it too. Let's see.
Okay. So number two, either my partner or I get too heated and start saying mean things and name calling.
Okay, this is literally, okay, so for example, before we get into it, someone wrote in and said, my partner does the classic, I can't do this, and storms out, slams the door, and heads to his boy's house. But when I bring it up, why something with a girl made me feel uncomfortable, we get passive aggressive, I just don't speak for a few days until we have to. Someone else said, I can't get him to stop yelling at me, it feels like I'm having a constructive conversation, it jumps to an argument, I don't get it. And the last one, someone was like, I'm the one who turns into a lava monster when he acts cool and chill, I lose it.
That's tough because it's either in these situations, it's you or it's your partner who acts out and like gets really nasty. Somebody gets nasty. And honestly, I think it's even worse when it's a you problem because I've been there. I've gotten nasty. Actually, vodka is what makes me not nice. Like truly. And one thing will tick me off and all of a sudden I become this monster I've literally never acted like in my whole life. So one, evaluate when it's happening. Is it a drinking issue? Because usually it's probably related to alcohol. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Good point.
And number two is if it's the other person, that's where I have a hard time giving advice because it's like, I don't know. If
you're same thing though.
It's the same thing.
It's the exact same thing is you say, hey, we're going to pause because you're getting irrational. And what you're saying, just like the fight, flight or freeze, it's the same like internal mechanisms that are happening in your brain where you're getting irrational. You can't either pull the words you want or you're like name calling, right? So you say, I'm not going to have, so once you guys are chill, maybe it's like a few hours later, I'm not having I'm not going to like engage in any of these conversations when you start to belittle or name call me. I will walk away. Just telling you now, I will walk away. So like they're going to have to stay calm if they're going to want to resolve the issue. So that's what like, for example, yesterday when Pat walked out, I'm admitting to the fact that I think I did get a little nasty by the end of it because we were both getting heated and I was like saying things that I knew would like kind of jab.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, I can't handle this right now. And he walked out and I'm like, oh my God, he's avoiding this conversation. How could he do this? But then literally 2 hours went by, he came back in and I was like, babe, I'm sorry. And he goes, I'm sorry too. And like, aww, we both admit, we both say sorry for even if 10% of the discussion was your fault, you're admitting 100% of that 10%.
Oh my God.
So yeah, you still have to admit it's your fault. The amount of times that I have apologized when I don't think it's my fault, guys, that's so normal.
It is normal.
You have to do that.
It's part of being
an adult.
If you've
never done that,
oops.
You have to apologize even when you don't always think it's your fault. I'm just saying, like, at least take responsibility for your part.
I think in these situations too, you need to remember like, after the fact, okay, let's say we've gotten through the argument. Maybe we like did talk about it later. I like sitting down, especially when you're having like more of like a heart to heart, like being like, I love seeing a future with you. I really do. Like, I really truly want to believe you're my person, but my person would never call me names. My person would never make me feel belittled. And like name calling is something I've never been used to. My family didn't do it. My friends don't do it to me. Like, so why would the person I love, why would I be okay with the person I love name calling and hurting my feelings like that? Like, I just want you to know that even when we're sitting here having an amazing night, I feel hurt by that from the previous fight. Like,
and you know
getting
what I
them
bet
when, yeah, like they're feeling like loved and then like being like, holy shit, love my that. Guard was down. I'm like sharing love and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I feel horrible.
And I bet they would apologize and say like, oh my gosh, I don't want to make you feel that way. And maybe you say, hey, so next time we're getting heated, do you mind or would you want me to call you out for that and say, hey, I'm going to walk away. You're belittling me. You're name calling me. You're putting the blame on me. You're attacking me. I'm going to walk away and we'll come back. And I bet they'll say, yeah, you know, next time, like, let's try it like that. Yep. So
no, I love that. All of that.
Next theme is they simply aren't listening and instead are thinking of how to respond to be right rather than finding a middle ground. And boy, oh boy, I feel like we've all been there. A lot of times I feel like this happens with either coworkers, maybe not even a significant other, but their issues in general or discussions, arguments in general, everyone's trying to prove to be right. But like literally what you just said before, there isn't a right or a wrong really. Mm-mm. It's how can you work together to find a resolution, right?
That's the difference in how I approach arguments now, especially too, is like, I'm not going in to hurt you as bad as I can with the words that I've got. Like, and I'm also not going in to just be like, I do come in like saying like, okay, I need to get my point across, but let's see how Jordan is going to perceive this. Yeah. Because in my opinion, I know as an adult, I'm probably not perfect. If he's acting weird and standoffish to me, maybe I'm not picking up slack where he expected me to. Yeah. Maybe I forgot to do something that he was like, Sid, why did you not do this? Like, I've done this, this, and this. That's all I asked. Like, there's reasons behind it. I'm ready to receive feedback as well as give it instead of just being like, oh, the minute he says this, I'm going to respond. Oh yeah. You know what? Well, you did this. That's the brutal one.
Yeah. And I was going to share, this is what actually Sid and I learned this in therapy. I just talked to my own therapist about this. When it comes to these arguments and the right or wrong situation, a really good, I guess, way to approach this. And I'm going to do this next time me and Pat have an argument. We haven't done it yet. And we should have done it honestly on Sunday, but first you both state your side. So like Sid would talk about her side and I would listen and I would hear everything she has to say. And then I would say, okay, my opinion, my side. And then you both have to repeat what the other person says. Okay, so it sounds like Sid is, you know, dealing with this. You're struggling with this. You think, you feel insecure when I talk to her. So because knowing now that you listened and I like heard you say it through your mouth, that you know exactly how I feel, that's really where I feel like arguments go wrong is you just don't think the other person is listening or even understanding, comprehending what you're saying. And then once you both repeat back, then you can be like, okay, where do we go from here? Yes. Or did your opinion change after hearing how I felt and you repeating it after?
Oh, I love that. That's so, it's so smart.
It's so helpful. And you cannot interrupt. It's like Sid goes, explains it. I don't talk. I go, I explain it. I don't talk. Sid now repeats me. I don't talk. Mm-hmm. I repeat you. You don't talk. And then mm-hmm. we come together.
I think it's a good thing to use that also because you're trying to recall versus react. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like for me, I definitely, when I would get into arguments at times, I'd be like, he said one thing that ticked me off and I'm going to hold on to that little fucking piece of information until I have space to open my mouth again. And I'm just going to ream him on that one thing. And you know what? And I'm reaming you on this one thing because you made me feel like shit because of this. It's like, okay, but did he really like ream you with that one thing? Or is that something you need to get a little bit better at? And then did you not leave space for all the things he said, like are positive about the relationship and things that you'd like to work on? What are you listening for? Are you listening to help? Or are you listening to make it worse and dig deeper?
Yeah.
Cause the goal is not to get tit for tat, to get worse and worse and worse. It's the goal is to just resolve. Otherwise you're in a fucking loop.
Yeah. That's just a circle and a circle.
Foaming at the mouth.
And really you're talking to a brick wall. If that's how your arguments are going, it's literally not going to get anywhere ever.
Have you ever argued when you're drunk? There you go.
Yeah. And like, you can still disagree on something and move forward.
Oh my God. Yeah. Jordan and I have agreed to disagree. Yep. And then you know what happens? We sit there for a second. Usually it's around dinner when it's just us and we both had stressful days. And then I go, I just realized something. And he goes, what? I go, I think you were arguing the same thing that I was. And he was like, yeah, I was trying to say that. And I'm like,
Interesting.
I just couldn't hear you because my ears were plugged with annoyance. Just kidding. Okay. Number four, bringing up the past, even though it's not relevant in the current issue at hand. Oh boy. The listener wrote in, jumps immediately to me reminding him of his ex or that he just never wanted to be in something like this. That is so manipulative.
Immediately,
it's nasty.
Immediately I think of, this is hard because like, obviously if you've been cheated on and you know, you guys have resolved, you've gone to therapy, you went to see Renee, who was on our podcast and like you have built the trust back up. You have passwords to each other's phones and you have resolved the issue. Okay. You're married. The cheating happened 10 years ago. But if every time you get into an argument and you constantly bring up, well, you cheated on me, there's no way that relationship would ever move forward.
Yeah.
There's no way because
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's just always that like loaded ammunition of no matter what, you always have the upper hand now. And you don't want to find something that will be like, we're not equals in this anymore. Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time with a similar one. It's not the cheating, but it's when somebody said like, we're going to get a divorce or we're going to break up. Like in my opinion, my rule was always, I'm never going to take it the bar high enough in a fight where like there's no point of no return.
Yeah.
Cause once you've said like, you know what, we should just break up like that, like kind of like backhanded threat when you know you're not going to break up. It's like, you just took it so far. Like there's no turning back now. That can be thrown out in any future argument. Then it's name calling. Then it's, you know, swearing. Not always. I'm just saying they usually escalate. Cause you're like, well, how else can I dig? And that is a you problem. If you're the one saying those things, like that's a maturity issue. That's a you needing to grow up and not be so angry and spiteful. But the minute you take it to that next level of like, especially bringing up an ex, there's no return. How I would handle this situation. This one is tough because it's just not right. Like don't bring up an ex in a current relationship. Like I would say, I feel like bringing up an ex is inappropriate because we're in such a different relationship. That's why that one is done. And that's why you were in this one. If there's something larger you need to talk about, let's talk about it now, because I don't want to feel like I'm being pointed the finger and compared to somebody that used to be in your life. Like just hit them with adult words, because adult words win over childish words and actions.
Yeah. And if it is the cheating that you're bringing up, or there is something that's still like, I don't know, like, not letting you trust your partner.
Yeah.
I would say this is something that you would bring up on a different occasion. Let's say you still aren't over the cheating. That's totally valid. That's totally okay. But the conversation, the conflict that you're having right now is not about that. So you can bring it up, but it has to be in solidarity. It has to be in isolation, not with the current discussion that you're having.
I will say, if you are in a cheating or, you know, oops, not cheating relationship, but you know what I mean?
You're currently cheating on your
partner. No, but I'm saying if you were in a relationship that you're trying to salvage with a cheater.
I love that word, salvage.
Salvage. I worked corporate America today, so I'm feeling very good with my vocabulary. If you're trying to salvage a cheating relationship, and let's call it 6 months to a year out right now, and you're still fighting for that person, but they're not giving you mutual respect, that's poison. Case in point, number one, that you do not need to be in that relationship. And number two is there's some situations where you're literally just not going to get over it. Like, it is not savable. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but sometimes it is not worth it to put yourself through hell and back and worry every single day just to save a relationship of somebody who wasn't 100% committed to you in the first place. Okay.
I love that. I'm trying to find the episode where we had Renee Siegel on.
Oh,
because if you are dealing with this right now, I feel we have the perfect episode for you. But for some goddamn reason, I can't find her.
Episode 84.
She talks a lot about, she works with a lot of couples that dealt with cheating. And you don't want to have that like baggage. So yeah. I will say it was very helpful to have her on.
Hugely helpful.
Huge. I lost completely where it's our notes are. So.
You want me to read number 5 and then you can find it? Okay. Number 5, last one we're going to talk about is avoid conversations altogether, because you don't want drama. Issue is never, ever addressed.
I feel like a lot of men get into this where there's like, yeah, babe, whatever you want. And you're like, or they say, yeah, I'm sorry. And you're like, but you don't fucking mean it, bro. Like, I want you to listen. I want you to feel. I want you to understand.
I'm sorry you feel that way. Or I'm sorry I made you feel like that. When in reality, I'm like, hold on. I'm like, you're trying to shut me up.
Yeah.
You're not trying to actually say sorry for like making me feel some sort of way. Mm-hmm. That's so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, those are hard because the number 5 right here is the one that gets me the most heated.
Yeah.
Like getting shut down and not feeling like you're actually hearing me, like understanding me, a words of affirmation person. I'm like, I lose it.
And guess what? Like if you feel like let's say you brought a issue up to Jordan, right? And Jordan's like, yeah, like I don't want to talk about this right now. And it's never addressed. You're going to continue to just build this little layer of resentment. And then 10 years down the line, you're married and you hate each other.
Yep.
So if you can't address the issues and you can't come to a resolution, like it's just going to continue to layer up. And you do not want that.
No, my advice for that one is if it's not a good time, then say, okay, what's a good time that we can talk about this? Because it's actually important. And you know, you can even say it like that with a little sass. Don't be afraid to do that. Like assert your dominance a little bit of like, this is actually really important to me and it means something and it's making me carry upset feelings. If now is not a good time, then when? And if they say, well, what do you mean? Like, I'm not going to talk about it before bed. I go, okay, how's the early morning? That doesn't work. Okay. How's right after work? That doesn't work either. I'm like, then find a time within the next week and you let me know.
What's also something to think about with this one is maybe that person has had, you know, trauma behind confrontation or conflict, maybe in their childhood with parents, and they avoid conflict. Like a lot of people avoid conflict. You avoid confrontation. Yes. I mean, we can all think of friends. We can think of ourselves or certain people that you do that with. And you really need to like think about, why do I avoid confrontation? Like, what is it? And dig into that and see.
Oh, I like that.
Because like a lot of guys like don't even know that that's really what's happening, but they are avoiding it because one, they don't know how to deal with it. They don't have the emotional capacity to deal with it. Yep. They don't know how to like explain their feelings. Mm-hmm. So
I like to do this thing. It's a little exercise. We do it on the, New Year's Day, I guess it would be after the new year, but also just in general, when Jordan and I are laying in bed is like, cause Jordan had a little bit more of a hard time opening up about like things that were wrong because he's like, well, there's always a logical explanation or it's really not that big a deal. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to get better if you don't tell me what's bothering you? Like, I want to get better. So when we're laying in bed, I'll say, is there anything I can be better at in our relationship? And he'll always like start with no. And I'm like, okay, well, like, and then I usually admit to something that I feel like I haven't done well. I'm like, I have not been as good about helping you with the boat stuff. So I'm going to try to be better. And I feel like I need to step it up a little bit because you do a lot for me. So I appreciate you. And then it's like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, is there anything else you think I could help with? Like, see, I just invited you to rip on me. So like, do it now before I freak.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's usually how I can pull out of somebody who like, isn't as communicative with issues. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes.
I
love that.
Work on that.
I love that. And then I was like, oh my gosh. And I had something to say and then I forgot. Poop. I wish we could just pause.
I know. Pause, pause,
pause, pause, pause, pause. It was definitely like an exercise that you do.
That's okay.
With, fuck, I don't remember.
It may come back to you.
Yeah.
So I know we talked about a lot of things and ways to like actually take the situation and do something with it, or maybe like think of it differently. But I wrote down a few things. And so you did probably too. There's probably so much overlap, but I just thought, are you doing the things that you're accusing your partner of doing? Like that's the number one, like when you're evaluating your conflicts, like, am I actually kind of the bad guy? Because if you're having conflict, it's probably not one-sided. Somebody's doing something, but you're probably reacting a little funky. You know what I'm saying? And then can I take a deep breath before I respond in the situation? This is one that I've been practicing. No, I have not mastered it yet because usually when I'm in a conflict, I'm like, oh, full steam ahead, baby. You fucking open the can of worms. We're going. Can I take a deep breath and not have to like win everything and be competitive in nature? That's what I try to do. I'm trying to read if there's any others that I was like, oh, I should really say this because we didn't say it. Oh, it isn't a you problem. Stop being so like sensitive to like a conflict about getting better. Like I remember I used to get so offended when Jordan was like, you know, like you leave your hair all over the bathroom or like didn't wipe up your toothpaste in my bathroom. Like kind of annoys me. It's like, I felt like, oh my God, my character is ruined.
And then they get defensive.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's not a me problem. I just got to be a little better. It's his space. He wants me to keep his space clean. That's not that big of a deal. Of course, babe, I can absolutely do that. I apologize for not being on top of it. Boom. End of conversation.
Oh yeah. That's like one of our main issues is like, okay, like clean your hair up off the floor. He did.
Mm-hmm. Everyone listening is probably like, oh, I thought you meant Sophie's hair. Everybody loses hair, crew. I find Jordan's freaking beard hair everywhere. It's sharp too. I don't like it.
I'm so sad. I can't remember what I was going to say, but it's okay. That's all I got. That's all we got.
That's all she wrote.
I feel like that was really helpful for even like me talking too. About this. I'm like, okay, I want to have let's go fucking argue with our boyfriends. Let's go. You want to go? Should we pick a fight?
Jordan, is he back? I can't.
What should we pick a fight with Jordan tonight?
Let's just pretend like he ate some. The sun chips. That was today.
Okay. So when he gets back, let's
just be really disappointed.
Well, like let's make him mad at first and then like be really mean at first. And then we can kind of learn. Then we can use what we've learned this episode.
I'm going to laugh though. I'm so bad.
Jordan, you're a fucking bitch. Name calling. Red
flag. Okay. One last thing. I remember we got in a fight because this is the kind of, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it since you've lasted this long listening to us ramble. Yeah. Jordan, when we meet new people, he'll be like, common question with friends, maybe not with you guys, is like, have you guys ever done drugs? Like, it's kind of like if you're...
Wait, so Jordan asked.
We're not big druggies is what I'm getting at. No, he doesn't ask it. Oh. But sometimes people be like, oh, we went to a rave. Like, yeah. Or like we're getting to know people and they're like, well, have you done Molly? And like, Jordan's like, yeah. And he like, not a druggie. Jordan, not a drug user. I'm not a drug user. He'll just be like, yeah. Like, yeah. And one time I tried meth, like, and it was like insane.
Oh, Jordan says that?
Yeah. And he's like high school. Like it was just like crazy. And people believe him. And then he looks at me. And I remember one time I was like,
Jordan pulled in. Jordan, you're a fucking bitch.
He goes, I go, no, you didn't. What are you talking about? That's disgusting. He goes, oh my God, are you serious? You can't even like go along with one of my jokes. Oh. Like, what is your problem? He like was pissed.
You were just innocently like being like, Jordan, you didn't do that.
I don't want anyone to think that you were like tried meth. Like, what the hell is that?
That's fucking
you freak. And he was mad at me for correcting him on saying that he did math when he really didn't do math.
You're like, if you're gonna do a joke like that, you gotta at least inform me. How am I supposed to fucking know?
Give me a wink, tap me with your toe.
Yeah.
Give me a shoulder squeeze, something to initiate like, hey, this is a joke. And obviously in hindsight, it is a joke, but I've had 2 glasses of wine and I'm like, you didn't do that. Like,
it's almost like the episode when Pat and Jordan came on, when Pat convinced Sid and her own body anatomy that clits weren't real. And Sid was like, really?
I was so no confused. Clits? I am the worst. I'm so gullible. It's not okay. Anyway. Okay. We have a straight candid advice this week. Should we read it?
Yeah. Did we already address it? Let's
see. Oh my God. Let me read. I don't know.
Maybe now we already answered it, girlfriend, but let's hear.
Let's read it. I always think we are perfectly good. We will have an amazing day. And then all of a sudden I do something small and it is an absolute explosion with so many things I had no idea I was doing wrong. Why isn't he coming to me earlier about this stuff? Like, what the hell do I do?
I'm going to sneeze.
Go ahead and sneeze over there, little girl. That is a buildup. That is what we call a buildup, a bad communicator. I feel like that's advice number 5 that we just talked about. Somebody who's not, they're waiting until the explosion because they have bad conflict issues. So we kind of did address this.
And it sounds like there's layers and layers of resentment built up, not just that one issue. So another theme in there.
I would kind of evaluate like what tit for tat little day-to-day stuff are you doing? Like for me, it's like the snarky little comments. So like, I got it. No, I got it, babe. Like, even if they're kind of like joking, like those add up to people. Like they can really tear somebody down.
Sarcasm is, you got to be careful.
You got to be careful with how much you're throwing out the sarcasm comments.
I also think this goes with coworkers, with your significant other too. I mean, me and Sid do like the what do they call it? Thorn and roses.
Yeah.
So rather than just like waiting for things to build up and then talking about it, just like Sid and Jordan do before they go to bed, like, hey, like, what am I working on? What are you working on? Like, what can we do better? How was your day? And like having these conversations more often versus just like once every 3 months when shit hits the fan.
Yeah. Cause don't wait.
Yeah.
Don't wait.
I think that that will help a ton too.
Yeah. I love that.
Okay. Listeners, straight canon moment of the week. I think I have one and it's somewhere down in my notes. So give me a moment as I find it.
Oh,
hey, ho. Let's go. Okay. Listener straight kind of moment. All by the way, you guys let us know. We're thinking of doing like, instead of listener straight kind of moments and sharing our own straight kind of moments, we're thinking of doing what's called candid confessions because we had a whole episode on that and it was a huge hit. But what if we made these anonymous confessions instead of straight kind of moments? Would you have something to confess? Would you want to partake?
Let us know because we liked it. So.
Yeah, I think it'd be cute. But
like
we're
if you're twerking on your bunny rabbit in your room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just have a few more like listener moments that I think we want to wrap up before we get into candid confessions officially. So, okay. For some reason, this person wrote in, sorry, quote. For some reason, I felt the need to start up a conversation while my male OBGYN was fingers deep. To lessen the awkwardness.
Oh.
First thing that came out of my mouth was, so do you enjoy your job? I felt him pause and then chuckle. Oops. So I quickly tried to retract my statement. Not like the actual examinations I said, but like in general, do you like your job? Well, you like the examinations, like that's cool too. At this point, I wanted to roll off the table and hit my head on the ground. I actually blacked out. I was so embarrassed. But here's the kicker. Here's the catch. I ran into him at a bar 2 years later and he remembered me and my face for that matter. No. Impressive. We joked about that day, which is why I never went back to that doctor. But now I'm intrigued again because he was so chill about it. Maybe I go back for a date. I meant appointment. I was like, cute.
Okay, but that's like when you see anybody that in real life, like, no, what are you doing? You're an OBG. You're a doctor. You can't go to the bar. Like,
you're a doctor.
You can't be her.
I still need to inform OBGYN Dr. Sarah, who's also been on the podcast, but I still need to inform her that what I thought was an ovarian cyst because I texted her saying, I need to come in for an appointment because I have an ovarian cyst.
Psychotic.
I still need to inform her that it was a large piece of poop that was stuck inside of me.
Thank God you're better.
Instead of an ovarian cyst. So
I called it a hernia. I was like, you have a hernia. It's done.
She'll find that one. I feel like I've talked about that so much, but it's just too funny.
No, it is funny.
It's too funny.
One relating point to the straight kind of moment is one time I saw my like nanny dad. I call it like nanny dad because it's like the nanny mom and the nanny dad. Yeah. I saw the nanny dad at like a bar. And he was like, oh, hey. And I'm like, you never talked to me. What's going on? Like, why are you
That's
talking to me?
So weird.
Because he's usually too busy. He would be in passing. And like,
I don't like that.
I was like, oh, and he goes, oh yeah. Hey guys, this is my nanny. Like, and I was like, yeah. That's... And like you, all of a sudden you're like, am I being inappropriate? I don't know if I'm being inappropriate for being here. Like, should I leave? Am I allowed to talk to you? You want to buy me a drink? I don't think that's right. Like, even though there was no, you guys, like this couple, they're like couple goals. Like there was nothing. I got nervous because I'm like, you're here. You're not allowed to be here. Yes, you are. You're a man. Why am I nervous?
I would feel the same way. That is probably one of the weirdest dynamics there is. You know why?
Why?
I think it's because there's like always pornos about
the
like
nanny
dads and the nanny. So it's like, oh my God. Like I gotta be like a bitch to him or else his wife's gonna think I'm flirting with him.
He called me out. He goes, this is not weird. And you don't like, I'm not weird if you're not weird. And I'm like, I'm not weird. Like, literally me. I'm like, my eyes twitching. I'm like, I'm not weird. Oh, I don't care that your wife isn't here and I'm here at the bar with you. Ah.
He's like grinding on you. He's like, he's like, I don't think it's weird if you don't think it's weird.
By the way, this is completely platonic. We actually are like acquaintances
this
now.
This is hypothetical. Yeah. Little do we know, all of a sudden Sid's going to get this call from the nanny. Oh my God.
Can I tell you, this is just one last story, you guys. We might as well. We're here already.
Yeah, do it.
He came home. Okay. So they had like couples over. They went out to eat. I fell asleep on the couch. Never do, but I was exhausted. Yeah. So I wake up and they're all like sitting on the couch around me. And like, they're like young. They were young. I was what, like 21. And I like kind of like wake up and I'm like looking around and I'm kind of like, I am so confused because I fell asleep. And you know, when you can't figure out where you are for a second and everyone's like sitting out around me and like, they're laughing, they're hammered. And literally all of a sudden this dad rips ass. And literally the wife is like, what the fuck? And I'm trying not to say his name. She's like, are you serious? What the, oh my God. And I'm like waking up in this commotion.
You're like, there's farts. Like
30 people. I'm like asleep. I don't know. I'm under a blanket on their couch. They all went out. They had like a limo. Like they came back and I'm like under a blanket in their living room. And he just rips ass next to me, like almost sat on my feet. I like basically felt the fart on the couch. And I'm like, what? And she's like, oh my God, you can get out of here. Don't worry. Blah, blah, blah.
They were just waiting for you to wake.
It took me like 3 minutes to get up because I was like, none of this is making sense. I don't know if I'm in a dream. Where's my phone? I can't find my phone. Did I plug it in?
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, you can pay me later. Never. Like,
I don't know what it is about being young, but with drunk older people, I like felt so like, I don't know if it was like guilty or like uncomfortable, but I felt so unsafe when I knew older people were drinking or drunk, even though, cause I didn't know what it felt like when I was like younger, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh my God, like dad, have you ever got drunk? And he was like, no. And I'm like, okay. Like mom, have you ever got drunk? Like, and she's like, no. I'm like, okay. And then when I knew someone was drunk, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to go to jail.
Yeah. I thought you were going to get arrested.
Yeah.
And also, when it just would like, it just made you feel like weird.
Yeah. That made me, explain it.
I don't ever want to be the cool mom. I'll leave it at that. Like, I don't want to be the cool parents that are like, yeah, come on over kids. Let's party here. I'm drunk. I'm hammered with you guys. Cause we're friends. I'm not your adult. I'm your friend. Like, ew.
I feel like, yeah.
No, like
maybe once your kids are like older.
My kids can have wine. That's legal to give your like not kids. Okay, careful, careful. They're not four, please. I'm talking about like 18 to 21.
Instead of breast milking, she's just getting wine out of the
bag.
Come
here, baby. I got Pinot Noir.
Slap the bag, honey. Here's your jug for the night.
Okay, we're fucked up. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We love you guys.
Love you.
What else do I have to say to you? Let us know what you think about the candy confessions. Yeah. We're actually pretty hyped about that.
We're hyped. Also, if you have any topic ideas for us, please, please, please link in bio. We have, you can either submit your straight canon moments. You can submit topic or guests. Stay tuned for some more LA guests next week.
Guess who's coming next week? Do you know?
We don't know for sure.
We can't say. Oh, I get so excited.
No, we don't know.
There's like seven coming that are like, I can't wait to say.
But as always, please rate, review, subscribe on YouTube.
Please.
Follow, subscribe on Spotify. Rate on Apple Podcasts. Give us a follow on Instagram. It's at Straight Candid Podcast. I'm at Candid Sof.
I'm at Candid Sid. We love you guys.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Was that long?
Yeah, let me see. Know. It is long. I felt it.
I feel like it was
111. That's great.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.